everyone. This is Smash Hollywood. We are here with more with... What the fuck are we doing here, Mo?
I really don't know.
Ashaholics?
No, it's more with Mo.
No, it's not.
I have.
It's more Ashaholics.
Is that what we're calling this? How the fuck did... Who came up with more Ashaholics?
I think you guys should arm wrestle. I think you guys should arm wrestle.
I can take this picture.
I don't know, man. I've been going to the gym. Let's do this
Okay, here we go.
Box water. And, oh, wait. I have a short advantage here. Ready? Set. My chair is going to spin. You're just pulling me closer to you right now.
It's so much fun.
We're trembling.
Actually,
you're pretty
strong. Oh, actually, she's got
I'm quite strong. You don't want me to ever punch you, I promise.
Be careful. She's
you don't
more,
ever want me to punch you.
She's more manly than
see,
you'll ever
see, my elbow
be.
Came off the table. Yeah, that's already a violation.
See, I could only hold you there.
And I had the clammy hand tactic to try to make you, like, get grossed out. Was it a good one?
That didn't do it for me, trust me.
Did the old, like, in your butt. Okay,
but, guys, just so you know, she's got a good grip. So all I'm saying, she knows what she's doing. She's jerked off a cockatrice.
I've got those ninja hands. Actually, this is really embarrassing. So the other day I went to go play video games. I have the new Xbox. It's pretty cool. Not to be confused with Sexbox. I was born with one of those. And
nice, well played.
I have these tiny hands, right? Which is great for porn because it makes every cock look huge. But I now have, after 5 years, carpal tunnel. I tried to play like 3-4 rounds of Mortal Kombat, and I'm like sitting there cracking my wrist, like shaking them out. I'm like, I need a fucking break. Like, I can't do this shit.
I'm the same way. I get the numbness because I don't play Mortal Kombat. I play Injustice, Gods Among Us.
Ooh.
So Mortal Kombat with superheroes. And
video games.
I noticed that it is. I don't know if it's just I'm getting old or the controller is so. I'm 1985
Nintendo. The controllers
have gotten
bigger. I don't think this is right.
NES. Couple buttons, little talk. That's what I need. Not this PlayStation.
I started out with a Pong. That's
boop, boop. The two buttons and the arrows. The
little thing.
Was that in television?
No,
it was
Pong. It was like, I don't know.
The Atari games.
The
no?
Atari Pong
yeah.
or something like that.
You only had a joystick.
I think we got it in like
little boys playing with the joystick.
77, 78, somewhere on there.
I think we had in television where basically you change the games, but you took out a little plastic sleeve. And put it
this
into the controller.
This already sounds way too sexual.
No, but you'd go through and you put it in there, and that's how you knew what buttons you were supposed to push. Then you change it to a different game, and you put in that sleeve, so you knew what buttons you were supposed to push. It was like...
This is obviously
great.
How a masturbation sleeve came to be invented. It had to have been. There is no other fucking way.
Yeah, exactly.
This is valid.
This is awful.
I know. So I just want to... Since this is the first episode of this, let's explain. So this is a mashup of Ashaholics and More with Mo.
Mashaholics,
or more
Mo Mashaholics.
More Ashaholics. We'll come up with a name eventually. Asha Smashaholics? No, I don't know. So, but today.
My name is not in that.
Smash Moholics?
Smash Moholics.
Ashaholics. What is that? Ashaholics with less Mo? I don't know.
Ashaholics Momonmas? I could keep going. We could do a whole episode on these names.
We're going to do a topic today. And the topic today is celebrity crushes. So, you guys got to talk. I want to know if you guys have any.
You know, as of lately, I am... Thank you. Yeah, I'll just take the reins right there.
Run.
I wore the pants in this relationship.
Exactly.
Celebrity crushes. I can tell you who I hate more than I like, to be honest.
Who do you hate?
I fucking hate Justin Bieber, and I really don't enjoy Miley Cyrus.
Really? Aren't they one and the same?
I still swear to this day they're the same fucking person. They were just trying to see who would become more popular. Although, I really did enjoy the roast of Justin Bieber. I'm sad that What's-Her-Face didn't make him cry. Snoop Dogg and Ludacris came pretty close. Martha Stewart, almost made him cry.
Yeah, no.
She was harsh.
She was, I watched it. I was really stoned when I watched it, so I still have about 15 minutes to go.
You get contact high anyways just looking at Snoop.
I watched some of it. I thought it was funny, but I wasn't like blown away by it. I wasn't really like laughing out loud at all.
Yeah.
I thought it was like cool, but don't you love any celebrity? I mean, come on. Is there anybody, like,
you know,
who would you
like,
shag if you could?
I'd shag...
James,
like,
Franco?
Actually, very good, valid point to bring up. I would not shag James Franco because he's beautiful. He's actually really not that attractive. I would shag him because that man has a beautiful brain. He's, like, Harvard student or, like, Yale, wherever the fuck he's going. He's got PhDs.
Santa Monica City College.
It's actually not.
Valley College.
Yeah, exactly. He's got, like... He's got several degrees. He spends all of his fucking time studying. Like, all these stoner characters and party characters that he actually plays on TV are not him at all. He's very goal-oriented and driven and, in a sense, like, inspirational. As of recently, I started developing a crush on Jim Carrey, which is strange because it's not the Jim Carrey that everybody knows. Right. Everybody remembers like Liar Liar, you know, spreading your ass, talking out of it, Ace Ventura, all of that shit. But when you look at some of his motivational speeches and the things that he says during college graduations and the TED Talks that he's done and the Oprah shows that he's done, he's a marginally inspirational person. And it's amazing how he looks at his comedic life, how he wanted to make people feel good and be happy and be inspired. Now he's taking it to a whole other level.
I like his political viewpoints on guns and things like that. He's really... comes with some intelligence by not just making remarks.
Exactly.
He's really smart. He's always been that way.
He doesn't talk about the Majestic, how that just sunk his career. No. Look at me, 20 million. Majestic.
All right. All right, Mo, who are your celebrity crushes? I'm sure you have a few.
I have a few. As I've mentioned, Farrah Fawcett. More with Mo. I have some older ladies that I like. And you mentioned Martha Stewart. And I've had a crush on Martha Stewart for a very long time. I don't know what it is.
Really?
I want to live in her perfect little world.
Like pre-prison? Or like post-prison?
Did prison turn make it hotter?
No, definitely pre-prison. But it got so bad that I actually stalked Martha Stewart at a Home Depot in North Hollywood. I found out she was... Love you, Martha. She was stupid enough to tweet that she was going on a tour of the Home Depot in North Hollywood. It wasn't like a publicity. It wasn't like something where everybody lined up to go see her. She was just taking a tour. So of course, what I decided to do is put on my T-shirt because she has all her products there.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I put on my T-shirt that says Mox on it because I was like, I'm getting a selfie with Martha. This is my goal. And I wandered around and I watched her tour the store and I kept like, and you know, she's doing it. I've never seen so many white people working at Home Depot, first of all. It was like they gathered every white person in that company to bring them to the North Hollywood.
They're like, all right, get all that illegitimate work out of our parking lot and Martha's coming in. We're going to have the best Home Depot ever.
It's like whiten it up. Make it Home Depot lighter.
I asked her person because her person saw that I was kind of following around. And I was like, hey,
you think?
Yeah,
I could just see like through the aisles.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like the guy that's really bad at tailing somebody. Exactly. Like tailgating them instead.
And all of a sudden he's looking at paint.
Well, her publicist or whatever she was, whoever her handle was, are you recording video? No, I'm taking some pictures. I'm a huge fan of Martha, blah, blah, blah. Is there any way I could get a selfie with her? And she's like, she goes, it's not really that type of thing. So we're not doing that kind of thing. I was like, okay, cool. I really appreciate it. So I have like 50,000 photos of Martha Stewart wearing a Home Depot apron.
Mm-hmm. I still have a theory that she survived prison by making currency out of like, MacGyvering dildos out of whatever she could and just like giving them to the girls for her own protection. Like,
honey,
we made this out of a fucking towel and like some soap we used to kind of like starch.
Can you imagine like somebody comes
cover up in some plastic?
Yeah, somebody comes at her with a shank. She's like, so hold on a second, that's not really sharp. Let me show you how to sharpen your blade properly.
Right?
You know, like,
she's like, oh no, and you can add some nice colors here and some gems and we're going to make it really fancy.
Make the handle like bedazzled kind of a thing.
Ooh, so I don't think Martha bedazzles.
You don't want to fuck any celebrities?
She's a celebrity. No, okay. Helen Mirren as well.
Oh my
like
God.
Not Caligula Helen Mirren. Like Red 1 and Red 2. Oh my God. She's such a badass and so hot. She could teach me a few things. And she's twice
all these
my
old
age.
Ladies.
See, I would.
Anne Hathaway.
I have an old lady. She's not. Okay, well, he's going to kill me across this table. But I like Angelina Jolie when she was crazy. Like Gia Angelina Jolie. Yes. Like wore blood in a vial around the neck.
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yes.
Angelina Jolie's right in the top three. Easily.
What was it? Girl Interrupted? There was no way anybody watched that movie then thought she's going to be speaking in front of the UN with a UN of children.
But Gia alone is like amazing.
That was a hot movie.
That was like, and you get to see her tits.
I feel like it's really underrated, but that's just me.
I just think that she was hot. She's right up there. My celebrity crush is Mila Kunis. I just think she's fucking hot.
I've always had a thing for her too. Yeah.
You like those Russian girls, huh?
I just think she's really beautiful. I think, and she was amazing. What's that movie? Forget Sarah Marshall. I thought she looked amazing in that movie.
I believe that's what it is. It's been a while.
Yeah, I think that's what it was. That was a funny movie. I like that.
Do you pay attention to celebrity stuff like TMZ and shit like that? Are you curious about the celebrity culture?
Really don't. I catch TMZ on my Twitter every once in a while when I don't feel like being narcissistic and I actually look at my timeline.
Yeah.
It's just filled with so much tits and pussy that, sometimes I feel I can't check my timeline without taking 30 minutes to masturbate. And I don't have that kind of time. Yeah. I have a very strict schedule, and my masturbation is set in the morning next to coffee.
What's more important, coffee or masturbation? In the morning.
Coffee. Definitely. Exactly. I keep saying I would give up sex for food any single fucking day. Any day.
So if you married a hot, good-looking chef, that would be perfect.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I dated a chef for a while.
Did you?
But he was also a chef and a photographer, and you know photographers.
Oh, forget that.
Oh, so he's all loser photographer. Oh, wait. Hold on. Let me take a picture.
No, he was a naked sushi chef and photographer. So obviously they went hand-in-hand in recruiting.
Loser.
He is also currently going through a midlife crisis, and you know, at one point, I really hope that he listens to this.
Does never he like date balance a photographer. It on his dick? I mean, what the hell? What's is it like the naked sushi for?
Naked
chick?
Sushi is when you have the model and you display the sushi upon her body, and as you eat the sushi at the event, it starts to expose her body.
Oh, I've seen
now,
that.
Now the thing is that sushi is meant to be of a very specific temperature, and correct, that is not body temperature.
Right.
So if people aren't digging in quick and you they're admiring fast. The art, it's the stupidest. It's really not that good,
but it's just also the stupidest thing in the world. Like cover girl and nakedness and food. No, how about can I have the food and the naked girl? Like, I don't want them both. I don't want right. my naked girls with food. I want my food with naked girls.
See, I thought you were meaning that because you said naked sushi. I thought he was actually getting out there doing naked. Like he's like, ooh,
yes, I'm going to do your cucumber roll
I
naked.
Like, I wasn't eating his unagi like that.
Nice.
Oh my God.
I do like it well done. So that makes it a little creepy.
Yeah, exactly. Mo, do you like any celebrities? News stuff like that? Do you get into it?
I watch a little bit. I mean, I get into the drama. Usually around, you know.
Do you follow like what
Let's
Justin
see what's
Bieber's
going on TMZ right now?
Oh no! You know what's on TMZ to completely date this episode? Bonnie Rotten was walking around New York yesterday topless because you can actually be topless in New York City.
You can legally do that in New York.
Yeah.
What?
And so she was going around
you
touring.
You can walk around the streets of New York topless. You can't be naked, but there
you can be
is
topless.
There's a feminist movement that regularly parades around New York topless and. Let's just say their tits aren't as great as Bonnie.
I know, that's always... So why is it always the women that want to be free don't have nice boobs?
But I have to give her... I mean, let's go... It's a publicity stunt.
Right.
But that's a genius publicity stunt. That is going to be huge for
so
her.
You can be topless in New York City.
Yes. Rosie O'Donnell made it on TMZ. Is she still around?
Really?
Yes.
I didn't even know she was really... I mean, ever since A League of Her Own, I just don't think she's done much.
Oh, she's having lesbian drama all the time.
Always.
Those lesbian relationships sometimes, they just get ugly, man.
Wait, would you bang Rosie O'Donnell?
No, and I definitely wouldn't do Barbara Streisand, who attacked a flight attendant.
Oh.
Leave those air waitresses
would you have,
alone.
Would you have sex with Whoopi Goldberg?
Oh.
Oh, you know, I can't think of a single movie where I went, yes, shake them dreads on me, girl.
What about Barbara Walters? Would you, Mo?
No. I like older women, but Barbara's all
can we, like, I don't know, can we bring back Fiona Apple, maybe? Like,
is she, what's up with her? Did she just died. Like, there's, she just
died?
She went up and was, like, all sad face all the time, and she was like a Julie Land girl, quite honestly.
Oh.
And then she just went,
look at that. Britney Spears is back on TMZ. I feel like...
Oh, she fell
down or
something.
You know who I wouldn't fuck is Madonna. Why? Because look at what happened to everybody who made out with Madonna.
Yeah.
Britney shaved her head and went crazy. Yeah. Christina Aguilera ate Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
And Drake is just getting it all over the internet right now. Yeah. And it looked like that.
She
that was a staged
she
kiss. It looked like it.
Can
and then
I be
once
honest
he was getting
you?
All the heat, he's like, no.
She doesn't, if you look at the history of people that have kind of worked with her, sung with her, been in videos with her, all that kind of stuff. They
Michael
don't.
Jackson
it's, she's almost like a career killer.
She is.
Like a friend of mine way back
she
in
just,
the day
like, takes
was in
your
one
light.
Of her. One of my a friend of mine was in one of her videos way back in the 80s, and in the video, I think Borderline or something like that. He was in the video, and it was like, oh, this is gonna launch my career. And then he put out a record, and then he was gone, and it was like never to be heard from again.
You
it's
know,
pretty sad.
Cameron Diaz is on here. I would fuck Cameron Diaz.
She's hot for an old lady.
She is. She really hasn't aged much since The Mask, which she was fucking
20
smoking.
Years ago.
Yeah. To be completely ironic there, she was smoking in that.
She's smoking.
Oof. Have you guys seen Lip Sync Battle? I think that's what
I've seen
called.
Bits and pieces of it.
I think it was Jimmy Fallon that did, because they're all doing lip syncing, and he came out and did Madonna's Like a Prayer. It was funny watching him do it, but then to have an entire choir come out and lip sync to the choir part of it, I was like, that's genius.
Can I tell
you
what,
Jimmy?
The TV today, sidebar here, is that what annoys me? Like, do you notice like television now has turned into basically high school talent shows, whether it's for singing? Like, everything's like like dumb talent shows,
it's
like
cheap contests. And easy.
I know you think I get it, like, but it's like it's just really can we like it's such bad shows.
Wasn't
like,
it that writer's strike in the early 2000s that fucked us with reality shows because
a lot of reality
shows. Yeah, it was.
It basically, it's like they went on strike.
It's a horrible trend.
It's like, oh, you know all that money you lost then? You've been losing it for the past decade because it's all reality shows.
Exactly.
Game shows, reality shows.
So I mean, speaking of reality shows, oh God. Sorry to interrupt. Speaking of reality shows, you know I love Watch What Happens Live on Bravo. And
Bravo
TV.
I haven't had cable since I lived with my parents.
Oh, you are
many.
Well, you could see it on
YouTube. Can you catch me up on this?
You can see it on YouTube. There's a game they play on that show that I love to death that Andy Cohen plays, and I want to play it with you guys. So,
okay. This should be I like games. Okay. Oh, poor Bruce Jenner's getting
put, put your phone down and focus. I need you to focus.
Are you about ready to blow that microphone? So this, seriously. It's like in your mouth.
I know. So this game is game is called Plead the Fifth. I'm be honest, I have ripped this off from Andy.
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
I'm going to ask you three questions, and you can only plead the fifth and not answer one of them.
Oh, God.
Okay. But you can answer all three of them.
Are we going in consecutive questions so I know when I can use my lifeline? Or are we going back and forth?
No. Number one, number two, number three.
Okay.
And you have to answer. You have to be honest because I'll tell if we both, Mo and I, will know
okay,
that you're
lying. Ladies first. It's more with Mo.
Age before beauty.
So ahead. We're going to go. And you got to be honest, though, because we will know if you're lying. Because if I know you're lying, we will hunt you down.
I have some really bad tics. Like my poker face, it just, it gets real ugly. It's kind of like my sex face and my roller coaster face. Like, with the, like, triple chin and like.
So I love this game. So are you ready for question number one?
Numero uno.
And let's, wait, who's
Mo's
going
first?
Yeah,
who's
no, we're
going
to play her.
Ash
on this,
is going first.
Oh, motherfucker.
This episode is just going to be all about Ash. So we got to get Ash's honest answers.
Well,
you ready? And I kind of we went in this direction already. So this
hey, Dick, you've been tiptoeing in your Jordans.
So you ready? Right. This is an easy one, but also you just kind of answered it, so I don't know. First question is: what celebrity do you masturbate to most often?
Ash Hollywood.
Not surprised. Self-centered, selfish, all about me. Me. All right. Number two is, this is a simple one. Are boyfriends overrated or underrated?
Overrated.
And why?
Why? Well, that all depends on where you currently stand in your life. So I could get really political on this, but... just sometimes relationships can be very difficult, and the person you can be with can be very difficult as well. It takes two people to really sit down and evaluate themselves if they're currently in a relationship and haven't done that before. So if you are a young entrepreneur, being in a relationship can be difficult. If you were a young porn star, don't even fucking think about it. I've made that mistake a few times.
You have an opinion on this.
Quite an opinion.
All right. Question number three.
What if I don't plead any of them? Does that mean I get an extra lifeline next round?
Exactly. You
fuck
do. Yeah. Okay. You get to save it. All right. So question number three, because I have a feeling you weren't going to plead the fifth on any of these, but this is a good one. What porn star that you have worked with has the worst hygiene?
Oh. Okay, so,
and we're gonna make sure we tweet about this.
I can tell you, here's the thing, I've been between so many fucking legs that I kind of lose track. It's all just one big fleshy blur.
But what's the answer?
But I can tell you where I was shooting and exactly what happened. So I was shooting a live show, which made it even worse because you can't like cut and like cut that out and
go
so
douche.
On and so forth. You can't do that shit.
Bar soap, please.
Yeah, you kind of just have to be like, camera, like, slap. Literally. So I was at Immoral Productions, and I was working on a live shoot for Ash Hollywood's boot camp, and we used to get new girl, like, brand spanking new girls into this shoot. We would be, like, one of their, like, top five shoots, if not one of their first shoots, right? Well, I had this girl who obviously had... drank a lot of beer or ate a loaf of bread over the course of the week before she came, or like, I don't know, tried to fucking bake with her vagina. I don't know what was going on there. Just know that it was a candida overgrowth. And on top of that, when you have that kind of health issue, which is very easily remediable,
right.
It also appears on your tongue, and that's my biggest fucking pet peeve in the world is when somebody goes to eat my fucking snatch and they have like nasty tongue or like I did too many drugs last night tongue or all of that bullshit. So we go to go on this scene and I'm like, I'm always cautious with the new girls. I use a toy on them first and I shove the toy up their vagina and then I go to stick it in their mouth. And the moment they flinch, I'm like, yeah, you fucking teeth, you nasty bitch. And if they flinch, I hold them by the back of their head and I'm like, yeah, you're going to learn how to fucking take care of that shit, aren't you? Well, this girl also decided that she likes anal at home. And there's a lot of leeway with that. And so she put something up her butt and it was glass and it came out and it wasn't clear anymore. And I had to like throw it across the studio room because I was about to fucking lose it. And I literally, it was a three-way. So it was a girl, girl, boy shoot. I literally looked at the director who was also the talent in it. And I was like, I am going to go smoke a couple cigarettes outside and I'll be back. Okay, thanks.
Oh my God. Did it come out brown or red?
Or a mixture? I'll just leave that up to the imagination.
Ugh.
But yeah.
So you don't remember the girl's name?
I have no idea, and she's not even important anymore. Okay. I can guarantee that.
So that's the worst experience, the worst hygiene?
I'm trying to think if there's any other ones. I mean, there's been some guys. I'll name names because I don't give a fuck. Will Powers, I worked with him like 4 years ago, maybe. It was when I first started doing Boy Girl. And he had drank the entire brewery the night before. And so not only was he hungover and like still like red, like he was allergic to alcohol.
Yeah.
But he was having trouble getting hard. He's already a very unprofessional, skeezy guy, like grabbing you like, yeah, girl, oh, this is the only pussy I get. So I really need to like, oh, shit. And so we're in this scene and he is like, he's struggling to fuck me.
Right.
Like struggling. It's like watching.
Like most guys.
I mean, I was a newbie back then. Like I was pretty much a starfish. Just like, oh, look at my pretty eyes. I'm cute. And so he's like struggling in the first position to even like breathe and he's sweating on me and it's not normal sweat. It's not like, oh yeah, hot, sexy sweat. It's like, I can still taste the liquor. And if you even drop a bit of sweat in my eye, I'm probably going to have to go to the hospital because you just poured alcohol in my eye.
Yeah.
And I clearly remember that day calling my agent and going, never fucking again.
Wow. That very, very, very good description.
Why, thank you.
Wait, I have a follow-up to this. So how's Porno Dan's hygiene?
Porno Dan's hygiene is actually surprisingly good for me because he worships me and the ground that I walk on. And so he will, the day before we shoot together, make sure that he eats plenty of almonds and pineapple juice in order to be clean for me. And he also knows that if the girl isn't clean, he won't fuck me right after. So he just lets me get to do whatever the fuck I want.
Oh, Dan, look at that.
Yeah, you know, you got to earn those things. You got to go through a lot of new girl pussy to get those perks.
I think that's good first episode.
Good first episode.
Have we come up with the name yet?
We'll figure it out.
Mo versus Ash.
Ding, ding, ding. Round one.
Always supposed to go in alphabetical order. Ash versus Mo.
Okay, so how much is the pay-per-view for this?
$99.95. $1 million. $99.95 a minute.
So
we're also going to go live on Stream 8, but we're wrapping this shit up because that's what you're supposed to do in LA in porn. And we will see you guys. We'll talk to you guys another time. We won't fucking see you because I don't want to look at you.
Next week.
Next week?
Yeah, no, I'll come back.
I don't know. I don't think Mo's going to show up.
Oh, bullshit. You're the flaky one.
I'm not flaky. I'm nice and moisturized.
Say goodbye.
Ashy. Bye.
Bye, guys.